worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
I don't want her butt tongue in my ice cream. Thank you very much.
Mickey.
I forgot already.
And Lazy E.
Are you saying I smell?
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
We're like Dr. Strangelove riding a nuclear bomb right into your face.
Or a podcast in your ear.
One of those two things. I don't know. Pick which one you like and go with that one.
Right.
Welcome to A Freak Accident. Three hosts. I'm Crisco, joined by Lazy E and Mickey. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And the email, if you'd like to reach out for any reason whatsoever, we'd love to hear from you. Freaks at afreakaccident.com. Mickey, you're not glowing.
Oh, you got to turn on the button.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's just the good luck on the show is here.
We're going to have to take a picture of this and post it on our Instagram. You can find links to that at allfreakaccident.com. Click connect. I promise I won't be that obnoxious and say that too many times throughout the episode. But Mickey's got a new set of headphones. Finally, that last set just crapped the bed.
I give this one like a week before it craps the bed. They were like $5 headphones.
Whatever. It's a unicorn. It's a head of...
Doing good.
It's, yeah, great.
Listen, good to be back.
I was off for 10 days in a drunken stupor on a beach somewhere. I didn't need to think.
But now you're back.
Good point.
Yep.
I probably should have started practicing earlier in the day than like 5 minutes ago.
Let me translate what he said. It's a unicorn, but like kind of looks like a cat on
a
top.
Little.
Yeah, it's a unicorn headset. It's got a horn on top that glows. It lights up. It's got rainbow colors in it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful isn't the word.
Because like when you think whimsical, you think Mickey. That's absolutely that's the correlation that you make.
It's a new day.
There we go.
Finally. Oh, Mickey! Don't you dare be sour. I mean, yeah. You and whimsy are not two words that ever share a thought.
No. Nope.
But today, she's whimsical.
Yeah.
And magical.
Can you translate that somehow into presence on the show?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
It should like make noise like
bling.
I thought you were gonna go like rrr, rrr.
No.
Like horse noises.
Mickey does that fine on her own.
Throwing a little bit of shade there.
Yeah.
But I am happy to be back from my vacation. I was listening to the show from last week. Phenomenal. I don't know how you corralled those two ladies.
I know. I was so scared. I was like, it's usually two males versus a female. Now the estrogen was so high. Don't think bad about that.
I was going to say, it's the other type of, never mind.
I think you just made it worse.
Of course I did. That's what I do. I do it just by being here. It was a fun listen. I enjoyed it. He was laughing. Apparently, it did not rain the entire time I was at the beach. It rained one day.
I saw your update, and I was like, oh my God, is it going to rain the whole time? So I just went with it.
Which update was that?
I don't know, on Facebook.
Oh, right. No, yeah. Hello Nurse had said, yeah, we got drunk at a winery instead of sitting on the beach because it was raining.
So
hey, listen. I've considered it a wash.
Oh,
because of rain. Yeah, no, but the rest of the time it was good. It was a nice relaxing, and it was long, man. That's the longest I've been off work in years. Years and years and years. So it was enjoyable. Very enjoyable. Very relaxing.
But it makes it more hatred when you come back.
Well, oh, God, dude, I can't even begin. I can't begin to tell you how completely unmotivated I've been at my awful, awful day job the last 3 days. It's just been like, but like the repercussions of that is like I've been trying to focus on other things because it's like I can't sit at this desk anymore. I can't do it.
Didn't like take a picture of the beach to like plaster in your little cubicle.
Well,
so
that's what I did.
Be like, I'm here, not at work.
No, I just it's more so like I'm trying to keep it in my mind's eye to motivate me to like do other things, you know?
Oh, like I need to make more money, therefore I can do that more often?
Yes, okay. Kind of thing. Yeah, pursue other ventures.
Gotcha.
You know, to greater degrees of success, one would hope. But I did take a couple of notes.
Oh, note time.
Last week's
episode.
Great. Oh, boy. I know what one of them will be. It will be our last discussion.
Actually, there's only two here that I recall.
Oh, boy.
I thought I had written down more. I think the other one was the fact that it didn't rain the whole time, though. But this one was when you mentioned pumpkin spice spam.
Yeah.
This is just a glimpse into my own brain. I first thought when you said spam, I was thinking of computer spam. And I was like, man, how did they get pumpkin spice in there? That's impressive.
Even when I said it's in Hawaii a lot?
Yeah. I was like, spam? Like, what, emails have taste now? And then I was like, oh, wait, spam.
Yeah. Egg, cheese, sausage, and spam. We got spam, spam, spam.
That, and I wanted to point out that your Godfather impression sounds like a really lazy Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't know what you're talking
See,
about.
I knew there was something wrong with it.
It was incredibly wrong.
It was right.
He was listening to it, and he's doing that. And I'm like, it sounds like somebody doing a really lazy, like,
we got to pop
there
you up.
Go.
Like, you just got to shut up.
See what I mean?
Yeah, really, you do.
I've seen The Godfather once.
No, you got to do it different. It's look how they've massacred my boy. That's The Godfather. You've disappointed me. Your terrible impression has no place on this show.
You disappoint me because you didn't have any notes on the final discussion in the last part of the show.
Oh, yeah, how it turned. I didn't take any notes down because I didn't want to repeat it. Because it's like, does this really need to go out twice into the world?
That took a turn.
It really did.
But it was I said enlightening.
I don't know. We're talking about three-dimensional space, so I don't know if you can hook harder than 90 degrees to the left or right, but that was quite a turn.
You like it?
It was, man, that took an entirely new direction. It broke through the space-time barrier to create a new dimensional tangent.
Swerve.
Yeah, big time.
That's what this show does.
And if you want to know what we're talking about, go listen to last week's episode and you'll find out. And you can hear Kara as well. Kara?
Kara.
Kara, not Tara.
Said Tara like twice.
Twice, three times, one of the... Mickey, you seem to get along with her, though. She balanced you out really well.
Yeah, she was pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't like her because she agreed with Mickey too much. She goes, she was going to learn from Mickey.
Yeah.
Wait. Let's reset, and I'm going to say that again. Going to learn from Mickey.
Right. Well, here's the thing, right? So Kara has a lot of very positive energy. Mickey has a lot of very negative energy. So together, they kind of, it's the universe creating yin and yang. I attribute her to being the reason why Mickey went out and bought this whimsical thing that's on her head right now.
Maybe.
She was probably infected by the positivity.
Sure.
Yeah.
The power of positivity.
So, like, if Kara were to hypothetically hang out with us more often, then Mickey might suddenly become happy.
Yeah, no.
Don't think so.
That's a wishful. If Kara made that happen, she would be ordained as a saint.
Call the church.
Yeah.
Get the Vatican out
here. A miracle has happened. The first saint that hasn't died.
I mean, I feel like if the Pope showed up to canonize her, he would probably try and expunge the devil from Mickey, though.
Why would he shoot her out of a cannon?
Oh, boy.
That just seems too
isn't that how they make somebody a saint? They put them in a cannon and launch them over the Vatican wall?
Yeah, if they stay up, they're a saint. If not, they fall. It's kind of like the witch trials.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
More positive, though.
Yeah, are they heavier than a duck? Maybe. I don't know. We'll find out. But, those were my notes.
Wow. We did okay with those notes.
Okay. You did good. Yeah, yeah, you did good. I found it to be an entirely satisfactory listening experience.
I'll take satisfactory C. I remember I told you C throughout my entire education.
Hey,
C.
What's it? What's the saying? There's an old saying.
See your way to the next grade.
I guess that's it. Yeah. Technically, you can pass on all D's though too.
Yeah. D's grades.
All right, on the show today, Now that the three normal musketeers and musketrettes?
It'd only be one. There's no pluralizing me. You really want two of me?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No. That'd be like the kids from The Shining. Don't play with us.
So now...
it's appropriate.
Freaking amazing.
So we've got a news update on the show today.
Give me some tease on that.
I think for Halloween, we got to get her to dress up like that. We'll just Photoshop two of them in the hallway. Don't play with us. So news update. Ed Sheeran proves that education doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, at least one college is not smart.
Okay. We've got the top 10 opening sequences in television history.
Yes.
Get into that. We've got the last edition of Figure Out the Fall Premieres. And it is the ABC
There's
version.
A lot of shows.
I noticed that.
A lot of shows. Don't you...
We've got, if we have time, we got two more things to get to. A couple from Pennsylvania, our home state, faked something for money that'll make you question your faith in mankind as a whole. Or it's... just Pennsylvanians.
No, mankind. This is awful.
I would settle for cordoning this off to Pennsylvania.
It kind of trickles to Florida, too.
Oh, sure.
Why not?
The Pennsylvania of the South.
Yeah.
We've got, if we get time, 11 weird place names from around the world. So.
Most of them in Pennsylvania.
Thank you for listening to this podcast with a weird name. It's a freak accident.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
News update.
Is this the third week in a row that we've had a news update on the podcast?
Could be.
There's a lot of news these days. Why stick around? Why watch it long form when we can give it to you rapid fire?
Someday you'll be dead. Dead. Someday we'll be dead.
I was expecting the sound effect. Instead, I was just threatened with death.
That's what you get.
Fine. So, NASA, and I read about this the other day. I thought it was a joke.
So did I!
Because you see the name, and you think, yeah, it's not real.
I have no idea what's going on.
There is a very, 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 very large... space rock out there. I don't know if it's specifically a meteoroid or an asteroid.
They're referring to it as a rock because I don't think they could classify it yet.
No, it is an asteroid. It's officially its name. It is called the Colossal God of Chaos.
Sure.
Facing Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania.
Yeah. It's either that or it's like a sequel to the God of War video game series. Colossal God of Chaos. Asteroid. NASA is making preparations because this gargantuan piece of space debris is barreling right towards us. And it'll get here in about 10 years.
Yeah, we got 10 years.
Elon Musk.
That's not a good way to look at it.
Elon Musk, my lord and savior, has pointed out that we currently have no defense whatsoever.
Space Force.
That's why we're making it, right?
Yeah.
That's why Trump has it, they're putting it together. So this thing, this rock, is 1,500 feet long.
Mm. Mm. 1,500
feet long.
That could hurt.
Now, the good news. The good news is.
Okay.
It is not supposed to crash into Earth. The massive asteroid is traveling at around 25,000 miles per hour. It is expected to fly within 19,000 miles above our surface, which is...
close.
Yes.
And that could change.
I suppose. Space is more or less a vacuum.
I don't like vacuuming.
If you know the math, you can calculate the gravity and where it's going. You can see where it came from. You can kind of predict where it's going to end up with pretty reasonable accuracy. But still,
10 years, things could change.
I'd like to point out 19,000 miles. I mentioned that, right? Most satellites in Earth's orbit at 22,000 miles.
Oh,
so it's going to be flying within, like, the sphere of satellite orbits.
Could it get stuck in our orbit?
Unlikely. At the speed that it's traveling, I would think not. And considering its mass, probably not.
Okay.
That'd be scary as crap, though.
Oh, no, it's coming!
It just keeps coming around.
Yeah, we're hurting ourselves!
So that's great. And then it'll come by again in 2036.
Oh, so two times in our lifetime. That's great.
Yeah.
So two times we could die.
Yes.
This is the worst day ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's worse ways to go, I suppose.
So wait, it's going to take 10 years to get here and then only 8 years to come back?
Yeah. It's probably not on, like, the orbit is, what do you call that?
Like oblong or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There's actually a scientific term for it that I can't remember right now, but yeah.
Screwy.
Yes, it's on a screwy orbit around the sun. And so it's going to come real close to us twice in a very short span of time. I'm excited about it. Like I said, there's worse ways to go.
No, there isn't.
We could wait for the oceans to rise and just slowly drown, or giant nuclear fireball that just vaporizes everything in an instant. That's metal AF. I'm down for it.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet too.
My man.
My man.
He's 28 years old. He broke a record recently for ticket sales, selling almost 5 million tickets during his world tour to amass more than $432 million.
Ed Sheeran.
Want to share some of that with us? We'd be more than happy to. Listen, Ed Sheeran presents a freak accident. That's got a nice ring to it.
It has a nice ring to my wallet.
That's what I'm saying. For perspective, he earned $90 million more than Taylor Swift that year. You know what? Good. She ain't all that.
Wow.
Yeah.
You gonna do a triple snap with that one, too?
She ain't all that. But before Sheeran broke onto the scene in January 2011... With his independent EP number 5, Collaborations Project, the odds of him succeeding in the music world were from an outside perspective astronomically stacked against him.
Yeah, he looked like a freak.
He does. Yeah,
he looks like a hobbit.
Yeah, he looks like some kind of Middle Earth creature for sure. Now let's see. It says this was an interviewer. Who was a press officer was asking him questions. I asked him what he wanted to do with his life, and he said he wanted to be a singer-songwriter and tour the world.
This was his professor? Yeah, they're interviewing his professor.
My immortal response was, well, that isn't going to happen, so why don't you go back to school and concentrate on your GCSEs? And I've never lived it down.
That was his college professor.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah.
Wrong.
You can't listen to your teachers. You just can't. Take it from me. I told my guidance counselor when I was in junior high that I wanted to be a video game designer or software developer. You know what his response was? Ah, that's a dead-end field. You'll never get a job doing that.
Mm.
And now I'm here on a freak accident.
So... thumbs up.
Yeah.
Things worked out.
Don't listen to your teacher.
3, 5, 6, 10, 5, 7, 3. Burning down the house.
How poignant. Sorry, Florida. This story actually doesn't have anything to do with you.
Oh.
Instead, we head to Dirty Jers.
Oh, Dirty Jers.
Yeah.
Jersey.
That's Woodbury, New Jersey. Where a spurned lover turned her disappointment into rage, fiery rage specifically.
So, wood burning New Jersey.
Ah.
Very good. A woman was expecting an intimate rendezvous, but her
booty call.
Yes, yes. But the person she was expecting to meet declined her advances, and he paid the price, nearly losing his life. She was expecting to get her, well, her action, but when her admirer canceled plans, she didn't take it well. On August 4th, 2019, just days ago, the 29-year-old New Jersey woman was, how many times are they going to say she was ready for an intimate session with her side man? I've read this four times in this article already. Stop repeating yourself. She sent him a series of angry text messages first after she was unsatisfied with the, you know.
Right. How things worked out.
I want to see you die was one of them. You wasted my money to come out here. Extreme. Probably because, like, you know, gas money or what have you. She then allegedly went to the local gas station to buy lighter fluid matches and a lighter. And she then went back to the man's house, used said instruments to set his house on fire with him still inside.
Well, that got hot and heavy.
Apparently, he ran to the nearby police station, and they said he was wearing only a t-shirt covered in soot and ash. His home was completely destroyed.
Let me tell you.
But firefighters luckily were able to save his doggo. So that's
good. Oh, okay. Well, but I'm not, I don't want to be judgy. I don't want to be judgy. Scroll down. You can see why he ditched out on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't see it, so that's okay.
Yeah, show him.
How did he get to the police station before the fire trucks got to the house?
He probably ran real quick. It was like Looney Tunes physics.
Well, he was probably calling while that happened.
Probably.
Sure.
It's in New Jersey.
I mean, you don't know if this if the police station is like around the corner.
Maybe.
You know.
Okay.
It said nearby. When I think of nearby, I don't think like a 5K
away.
Yeah. He had to run a 5K to get to the police station. Naked from the waist down, wearing only an ashy t-shirt. Yeah.
Yay.
So, I don't know. Don't call somebody at 4 a.m. for a booty call and then not deliver? Is that the lesson here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Write that down, kids. Take that to school with you.
I hurt myself today.
Oh, God.
To see.
It's a viral video of greatness.
So, this is one of those things where you get the phantom pain. We've talked about that before.
Sure.
You just watch it happen and you feel it. In this case, in your loins, apparently.
It was a kid. You ever see those videos? They always video the people on the slingshot ride?
No.
Okay, it's a ride that they slingshot you.
Right.
They pull you back, and then the video camera's like right in front.
Okay, so it's kind of like a roller coaster, but it just...
It films the whole thing.
Okay, yeah.
And there's been tons of these reaction videos everywhere.
They have them at like boardwalks a lot, I've noticed. Like, they have one at Wildwood. You know, they have one, I think this was in where?
I don't know.
You can see a beach in the background of the video.
It looks like a boardwalk setting.
Right, so...
This kid
it's a kid and his mom, right? Which I've commented before. It looks like a kid and his older sister. So.
She looks hot.
I mean, she doesn't look old. I would not have guessed mother from this. I would have just guessed maybe bystander or whatever, but it's her. I don't know how old this kid is.
He looks about.
9, maybe? 10?
10, 11, somewhere around there.
Yeah, probably around the turn of double digits. But we've got...
Yeah, let's watch the video.
Okay.
God, oh, ow, my nuts! My nuts! It hurts! Ow, oh, my nuts! I can't fully feel my nuts! Ow! Oh, my nuts!
I love that at the end. Yeah, I took it like a champ.
Yeah, yeah, you really did.
Yeah.
I can't fully feel my nuts.
So the thing is, like, he's way too small for the seat, And, like, the shoulder bar doesn't even touch his shoulder. So right. he's just rattling around. And the girl's actually reaching over trying to, like, keep him in the seat. So
he banged his head off the thing. It's pretty wild.
I imagine, like, there's usually the thing that comes up between your legs on
those
seats.
He slid forward.
He just slid forward and crushed right against that thing. He's,
I can't fully feel my nuts.
He's just, he's paced at this point down there.
He's never going to have a kid.
Nope. Probably better off. My love is in a time capsule. Right. This is in Derry, New Hampshire. Different from Derry, Maine, which is where all the creepy Stephen King crap happens.
Yep.
Is it based off Derry, New Hampshire?
I don't think so.
No, he's from Maine, isn't he?
Stephen King?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No wonder. Explains a lot. Anyway, a time capsule in Derry, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. was sealed 50 years ago.
Yes.
They opened it, revealing the contents within.
Let's listen to it.
Okay.
When the Derry Library director started 5 years ago, the town's time capsule, which was sealed in 1969, sat safely on this shelf in the library.
Nobody touched it until last spring.
On the 50th anniversary, the director, Kara Potter, opened it with the help of town staff.
I was considering running a library program around opening it, and so I wanted to open it to make sure we could actually physically do that.
The combination for the safe was conveniently posted on the back of the capsule.
It took us several tries to get it open because we had the combination and it's an older safe, so by the time we actually got it open, there were a number of staff people standing around watching.
And to everyone's surprise, it was empty.
We were a little horrified to find that there was nothing in it.
Derry historians and town officials were notified. Turns out, no one holds a list of what was originally put inside.
This is like that moment where Geraldo had that big special for Al Capone's safe or treasure chest thing. And then there's nothing.
That's hysterical.
They were going to plan a whole thing, a big celebration. Ooh, that they say that someone may have stole it. No. I say this was a prank 50 years ago.
And yeah, like, probably.
This is going to be hilarious.
Amazing. Great. Yeah, no, that is funny. I would love the idea that 50 years ago they plan to watch these idiots open this empty box in 50 years.
And question everything.
Yeah, yeah. Hilarious. Well, good for you, New Hampshire. Get warmer.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can.
I saw the best meme. It was the logo for Spider-Man Homecoming, only it said Spider-Man Homeless.
He is now.
Yeah. So this all began early this week when it was announced that Spider-Man is pretty much out of the Marvel Cinematic Universe now. They spent all... It was a huge deal when Marvel slash Disney and Sony decided to strike up a deal to get this character into the Marvel movies. He was in Captain America Civil War. He was in his own movie. He was in Infinity War, Endgame. Yeah. And he just had a follow-up to his original first movie, Far From Home, which was the first Sony movie in like X number of years to cross $1 billion. Like, it made a ton of money.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the movie, I guess, they set up that essentially Peter Parker, Spider-Man, was set to be the center of the MCU moving forward.
He was going to be Iron Man.
Essentially. He was going to be the person filling the empty void left by, you know, Iron Man, who is now no longer going to be in the MCU. Is it a spoiler at this point
he's
dead?
No. It's over 3 weeks.
Yeah, literally, the movie is the highest grossing film of all time. If you weren't one of everybody to see it, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, Mickey,
fine,
you
Mickey.
Don't count.
Yeah, he dies. Do you care?
Nope.
Didn't think so. So anyway, he was going to carry the franchise forward, essentially, as like its pivotal character.
But then Sony saw, we could maybe make all the money.
It wasn't that. That's not at least what the stories that I've been reading have been saying.
Okay.
The stories said what happened was originally Marvel was only supposed to get 5% of the proceeds from the film. Just a small little cut.
Okay.
In exchange for the rights to bring the character into the MCU. And in exchange, Kevin Feige, who is the big creative lead behind the Marvel Studios, He was going to advise on the movies, so on and so forth. Executive producer, whatever the case was, blah, 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 blah. The Disney then came forward and said, we don't want 5%, we want 50%.
That's a big leap.
We want half of the profits of the film.
But I think that's right. The reason why it's selling so much is it's because it's encompassed within this universe.
Well, you could argue that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But at the same time, this is kind of Sony flexing their muscles a little bit. And admittedly, Disney put themselves in this position by setting up this character to be a pivotal point in their franchise. Yeah. And now Sony's like, listen, we still own the rights.
Right.
You can't do this without our permission. So no, you're not getting 50%. And now we were just reading an article at the top of the show before we cracked the mics that Sony is essentially saying, sources in Sony, I should say, allegedly, are saying that, they learned pretty much all they needed to learn from Kevin Feige's playbook, and they're good to go do their own thing now. And they're citing the fact that Venom made $1 billion and was very successful. They did that on their own. And they also did Into the Spider-Verse on their own, which was, I don't think it was very financially successful, but it was very, very well received by critics. And I saw it actually, and it was really, really good.
It was good. It was okay.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it. I thought it was really good. Some people were saying best superhero movie of all time. Oh, I disagree with that. It was a perfectly good movie. Better than any other Spider-Man movie that they made on their own. But again, we're talking about, like, was that because of the writers and directors? Because it was the guys who did the Lego movie were involved with that. Was it Lord and Miller? So
here's the problem I see from this, and it's everybody hurts from this. If they pool Spider-Man, Marvel has to come up with a new idea.
Yep.
Like, they've set it up, and now they have to punt.
Here comes that reboot I was talking about.
But then what happens with Sony? Do you have Uncle Ben die for the bajillionth time to retell the story? Or, on top of it, he has this new spider suit. Cool. Who built it? This man who is made of iron.
I mean, well, here's the thing. I don't know.
You can't
know,
reference that.
I don't know the specifics of how the actor who portrays Peter Parker is tied up in this. If he was technically hired by Sony, or if he was hired by Marvel. Because that's the thing. Like, Marvel was just advising. Sony was still, like,
but
the one foot in the bill for everything.
How do you explain the whole story?
I don't know.
That's what I mean. You can't.
You'd have to essentially reboot the franchise again for a fourth time. And I'm telling you right now, I am not going to see
a rebooted Spider-Man
again. I'm not going to see any Sony solo-produced Spider-Man movie. It's not happening.
No.
You haven't made a good one since 2.
This is a power move that I think is going to end in a 30-70 type of deal.
Maybe.
Because Marvel's going to get more.
The fan backlash has been out of control. It's all people are talking about on the internet.
That
and the fact that they're making a fourth Matrix movie.
Why?
I mean, you know.
Matrix movies went like this. Great, bad, awful, terrible.
There was not a fourth one.
Okay.
He's predicting. He's traveling through time to predict that the fourth one is going to be even worse somehow.
I stopped after 2.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how many more there were left. Point is, they never got better.
No.
They got drastically worse.
Yeah.
Stop. Just stop.
And nostalgia aside, the first one isn't even really that good.
It was good for its time.
That's
for
what
the
I'm
graphic.
Saying. Nostalgia aside.
Oh, yeah. If you take it today, like, erase everybody's memory of it and then bring it out today, it does nothing.
Probably not.
So maybe they should do a reboot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Literally, a reboot of The Matrix. You could call it The Matrix Hard Reboot.
Yeah.
And you get all the tech guys laughing and everything's great.
Control-Alt-Delete.
But yeah, people are mad about this Spider-Man situation. You are not making any friends by doing this. Sony, everybody's mad at you. Nobody's mad at Kevin Feige or the MCU. They're mad at you.
Because you're the bully.
Yeah.
You're the bully.
I mean, and they know it, I think.
They have to.
Yeah.
They're screwing everybody.
Yeah.
The fans lose in this altogether.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, you're not going to earn anybody's trust back from doing this.
No, and I'm not seeing Uncle Ben die again.
Right, yeah.
He suffered enough.
That's my favorite. My favorite meme is the one with SpongeBob and Patrick, and it says when Sony's going to reboot the Spider-Man universe for the fourth time, and it's like Sony to Uncle Ben, and they're holding open a coffin, and it just says, get in.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like The Simpsons. Stop, stop, he's already dead.
Yeah, he's been dead four or five times at this point. We can move on. But yeah, that was a bummer. Maybe they'll resolve it. Maybe they won't. That was I did hear that they were still potentially negotiating.
They're going to solve it. Too much money.
Either that or somebody's going to step forward and be like, maybe not the best idea. Or Disney will just buy Sony like they did with Fox. Listen, we really want those X-Men properties. We're just going to buy your whole company.
It's you Monopoly.
Know, yeah.
You know what? You've played hard enough. Here's the checkbook. Y'all fired.
<Yeah. laughs> That probably will happen, as sad as that is. Monopolies, you know,
yep.
Considered. Up next, the top 10 opening sequences in television history. Mickey, I expect you to recognize none of these.
You got it.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
We got television love.
Who doesn't love TV?
I love it, especially this time of the year. All the new shows.
Fall sweeps?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this is a list of the 10 best TV openings of all time.
All time.
I'm upset that we didn't go further than 10. The list is originally 25 long. The Office is on there just because got a rep Scranton.
Well, yeah. And what number is The Office?
Number 14.
You know what I was surprised did not make this list?
What's that?
All 25. No Golden Girls.
I'm okay with it.
Thank you for being a friend.
Number 10 on the list was The Simpsons. Now, are we talking... We're probably talking about the original Simpsons, right? Well, the longer
this
version?
Been the same intro... Well, this was the intro from 1990 to 2008.
Okay.
They basically had the same intro and just changed up the end.
There used to be a much longer one, though, right?
No.
Didn't there?
Well, I don't know what they do now, but it's the same spiel. Now, that's the thing with the opening sequences. It's not just the song. It's the whole opening. And The Simpsons, I thought it would be higher.
Yeah.
Because they change the end all the time.
And right.
There'd be little intricate things changed in there.
Yeah, when they get on the couch at the end, it's always a little bit different. For some reason.
And then when they rang up Maggie, that would change up every once in a while what that said. Once it said NRA forever and stuff like that.
Good times. Deserves to be on the list, though, for sure. Number 9 is Weeds, which I've never seen.
Neither have I.
It's a great show.
Is
little
it?
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes.
This isn't helping its cause.
Little boxes on the hillside.
Oh, this was a very addictive song. All the same. And it's supposed to talk about a town. To how normal town, these are houses, what they refer to as boxes, and
they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look
just a normal town, USA.
I mean, I like my folk music, but this is really pushing it.
All went to the university where they were put in boxes, and they came out all the same.
And Lazy E's just swaying back and forth.
I love it.
Maybe if I saw it.
So what it is it just shows a small town and then how they're selling drugs within a small, small town.
Yeah.
So.
True Blood is next. I think I've heard people reference this theme song before. People seem to.
When you came in the air.
I never saw True Blood either, to be honest with you.
If you watch the opening, what it is it basically looks like Deliverance.
Oh, okay.
Showing a lot of backwoods people. Somebody's in a KKK uniform, a little kid. Then it just shows, like, very disturbing images of, like, kids just smashing grapes or berries into their mouths. And
it's visceral.
Yeah. And so that's what makes it such a great opening. It sets that scene.
Now, the next one I've seen, The Walking Dead. I mean, it was a lot of, like... graphic imagery and like the whole, it really leaned into the post-apocalypse thing. Like it would show like abandoned places, you know, abandoned cities, cars stalled on the highway. Every once in a while you might catch a glimpse of like, you know, a finger reaching around, like, you know, a zombified finger reaching around the side of a corner or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well done. And the music was always really kind of like grating. yeah, very similar to that, you know, and that was the thing, like, especially in the good seasons, because I don't even think anybody watches the show anymore.
I didn't know it was still on.
But during the good seasons, it was very, like, tense. It was a very tense show, and that music would just make you feel more tense to the point where you get heart palpitations.
But the one that definitely deserves to be above it, because everybody knows when this song comes on, you're about to see some backwoods, just junky people.
No, boy.
Get down! Get down!
That's, yeah. Everybody knows this song. It's like a part. I don't even. Is Cops still on TV?
Yes.
Is it? I don't think people watch it nearly as much as they used to. But for some reason, it is still ingrained with the men and women of law enforcement. It is still ingrained into, like, the culture and the minds of people to the point where even, like, millennials and zennials know that song and know what it's from.
And it's funny because when you watch the intro, it sets up the show perfectly because it is everybody with a mullet.
Yeah.
Everybody's just wearing a t-shirt. No sleeves, of course.
Yeah. It's just the cops chasing down trashy people and pinning them to the ground to arrest them.
Yeah, you always know. That's
all the show is just footage of that over and over and over again.
The best thing about that show is when you get older and you realize that those criminals have to sign away their rights to have for their faces to be on TV.
Right.
So they're like, oh, I'm going to be on Cops. Sweet.
Yeah. And, I mean, it did also, in a roundabout way, give us Reno 911, that show. So, you know, you can't complain. Up next is a classic.
The whole intro is perfect for the show.
Yeah.
It's
making your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
Come on, Mickey.
No.
Taking a break from all your
You know worries. The song, though.
I actually don't. Help a lot.
What?
Wouldn't you like to get away?
It's our theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
It's Cheers, Mickey. Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
You know Ted Danson?
Is he still alive?
Yeah. He was bald in that show. He was wearing a wig the whole time.
Hilarious. Up next is another show that I'm ashamed to say I've never seen, but it is on my list, Mad Men.
Oh, yeah, that was what we were just watching a couple months ago.
So you know the intro, it's about a guy committing suicide off a building.
Right.
That's not Mad Men, that's Sad Men. That should be a different show.
Well, he was mad before he was sad.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
But it just shows a shadow of him falling.
I have seen that,
It's a pretty cool intro.
And, I mean, Mad Men brought us Christina Hendricks, which who can complain about that?
Hey.
I can complain.
You better not.
I'll knock you right out. I'm complaining right now.
So, Game of Thrones is next, of course, which not only had, like, the theme song that, like, would, like, get you ramped up for the show, but the intro was always cool, too, because it was basically, like, the world of Westeros, but it was, like, a game board.
It reminded me of Risk.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing, like, all, like, the little, like, cogs and gears and stuff would turn and raise, like, the rival houses up out of the board.
It seems like they, and not by a lot, but it has small similarities to the Walking Dead theme song.
Dun, 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 dun. I mean, it's close enough. This is a little bit more, got a more of an epic tone to it. And Ramin Djawadi, I think is how you pronounce his name, is just an awesome composer.
God bless you.
Thank you. Number two.
This should have been number one.
It should have been number one. Absolutely, it should have. In fact, you know what? We're retconning it. The Sopranos is, in fact, number two.
Although it had a badass bass beat to the song.
It did.
So, I've never seen the show.
No?
No.
I do know that this shows them basically going into the Jersey Turnpike.
How depressing.
Yeah, I know. It really sets the tone for, you know, a bad neighborhood.
and it just shows Tony Soprano driving.
Yeah.
But it sets that cool, and it's a song. It really is the song that sets the tone.
But our number one, even though it was number two on this list, because it deserves to be number one.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
Everybody's favorite
dancing
song.
Is
I actually,
helping.
When I used to DJ at the bar, I would play this song
and
people would sing along with it.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on a playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing out, cooling out, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. And a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, my mom got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
So we don't need to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
And this is actually the long version anyway, which nobody knows.
Yeah, it's this part, and then it gets back into normal.
Yeah, yeah. But still, this is the song that, like, everybody knows the words to. Literally, like I said, people would sing along to it at the bar.
It became a radio song.
Yeah.
That's how popular it is.
It is singularly responsible for Will Smith's entire rap music career.
And TV, movie, and epic career he's had.
So yeah, that's number one.
Fair enough.
So saith us.
Yes. Argue with us? Email us. freaks@freakaccident.com.
Argue with us at your peril. Up next, figure out the fall premieres, the ABC edition.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
It's time once again for America's favorite game show, Figure Out the Fall Premieres. And here's your host, Lazy E.
Oh, it's the final version of Figure Out the Fall Premieres, where I tell you the title of a brand new show coming to a network, and you have to tell me yes, it's true, or no, not yes, that's yes or BS. You have to tell me what the show is just by the title.
Are you cheating on this show with another show?
I host many. I'm like Wink Martindale.
All right.
Wink.
Did you say this was the last show?
Yes.
Yay!
For another year, then it'll be back.
Ugh.
And we'll have other game shows, don't you worry.
Yeah.
I'll do one every week just to make you happy.
And these networks are always producing terrible television, so there will be no shortage of fall premieres to figure out.
I'll just create a new show, figure out the mid-season premiere.
Ooh, even better. Yeah, in your face, we're going to do it again in December.
It's going to be called Make Up the Mid-Season Premiere.
Oh!
Mickey, your fault. Yep. Just remember that.
You brought this upon yourself.
Anyways,
you deserve it.
While you play at home, we have two contestants in the studio. Great, he's back, Crisco.
Don't sound so sad.
And what makes it worse is his challenger, Mickey. And we play for a wonderful prize. Today, it's a jar of peanut butter I've been eating with my finger for the past month.
Terrific.
It's not a joke.
I'm okay with it.
All right. Well, I decided, Crisco, you had vacation, so you're working first.
Okay,
the first show, and this network is ABC. All these shows are coming to ABC.
Okay.
It's a lot. Crisco, can you figure out the fall premiere to The Baker and the Beauty?
So this is going to be the next live-action Disney movie. It's going to be a sequel to Beauty and the Beast about how the baker is now her side piece while she's living with the prince.
Scandalous.
Okay.
Mickey!
I'm thinking this is going to be like, you know how they used to have the girl pop out of the cake? They're going to figure out some way to bake people into cakes.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, gross.
God, I always thought those cakes are terrible, because what if someone thinks it's real and they cut into it?
Worse ways to go.
No, there isn't.
Asteroid impact.
You just said that wasn't a bad way to
go. I said it wasn't the worst.
Okay. All right. Mickey.
Although that might be worse than the asteroid, though.
Yeah, worse is hearing you talk.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, Mickey. The next show coming to ABC is Emergence. Figure out the fall premiere.
Emergence.
By the way, The Baker and the Beauty, in case you want to know what it's about.
I don't care.
All right. It's about, it's in Miami Nights. Someone, Baker, and doing everything he could do with his loving Cuban parents.
Anyways.
What just emergence, happened?
Emergence, figure it out.
I can't. I'm confused.
You have to.
You screwed up the whole game.
No, I didn't. Emergence, reset.
This is about ambulance drivers and things that...
What, did they forget the E? Yeah. Emergency?
Yes.
Chris, go.
Emergence is basically about old people who can't get their vitamins. Oh, wait, that's emergency.
Again, you both are thinking of the wrong show.
Yeah.
This is a police chief who takes in a young child. Uh-oh. She finds near the site of a mysterious accident who has no memory of what happened.
Okay.
All right. Crisco.
Yo.
Yo. I love that toy. The show is called For Life. Figure it out.
For Life.
Yes.
For Life is about an upstanding member of the pro-life movement who one day, during a demonstration of pro-life, accidentally kills someone who is pro-choice and then just can't stop themselves from killing again. And again and again and again. But it's for life.
Please save us for life.
This is a show that kind of takes off from that Orange is the New Black. It's about, except it's about men in jail.
In jail for life.
Yep.
So it'd be called Bro Life. No, this is about Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, and Kevin Nash as they were NWO for life.
All right.
Figure out the fall premieres. It is a sponsored show.
All right.
It is a sponsored show, and today it is sponsored by sausage parties. Hot or sweet, you always get what you want at a sausage party.
I thought he was going to say hot or sweet, you always get your meat.
No, we are not that type of show.
I mean, we are now.
So what was that last show actually about?
Oh, the fictional serialized legal and family drama about a prisoner who becomes a lawyer, litigating cases for other inmates who are fighting to overturn blah blah.
So I was kind of close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a half a point.
I like my idea better though.
I told you it's about Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Hulk Hogan. All right. I know Crisco's going to have a really good one for this one, but we'll go to Mickey first.
Joy.
I can think of one. But the name of the show is Stump Town. Very unfortunate.
I feel like there's a really bad joke.
Yep.
I don't think I want to go there.
Yes, you do.
It's just about a municipality of people who are all missing appendages.
Thank you.
That's what I was going to go with.
Yep.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah, that's where I was going.
All right, that was Mickey's answer. Crisco?
It's about municipality, about people who have missing appendages.
All right, Mickey gets the point. Stump Town.
If it's about anything but that, this is terribly insensitive.
What if it's just
feel
about,
like we're going to hell.
What if it's just about trees?
It's about the Keebler elves after loggers have reached their forest.
A strong, assertive, and sharp-witted army veteran, I don't know where this is going, with a complicated love life, gambling debt, and a brother to take care of in Portland, Oregon.
And stumps, because he got his legs blown off by an IED.
Oh, nowhere about that in here.
I'm sure it's a thing.
No.
Missed opportunity in that case.
Crisco?
Yo.
The next show.
Yeah.
It's called Mixed-ish.
Mixed-ish.
You might actually get this right if you use the right, if you connect the dots.
No, I know what the show's actually about.
Go for it.
Because it's from the people who did Black-ish. But I'm not going for what it's actually about. I'm trying to be funny and clever. So I'm going to say Mixed-ish is about middle-aged yuppie white people who go to mixers, like, you know, a wine mixer or a, you know, tequila mixer or some other kind of mixer like that, and just stand around going, oh yes, aren't we white? That's basically the whole show.
Exact opposite of that show.
Exactly.
Mickey,
I was gonna go with the alcohol part of it, but it's a whole bunch of people. It's kind of like a bake-off, except like mixology.
Ooh, I like that idea.
But they're really bad at making drinks.
Oh, so it's mixed-ish.
Also, it's like a game show kind of thing, like Chopped, but with
yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
that guy scares me because all he does is go, "You've been chopped."
Whose dish is on the chopping block?
So think Blackish, but more races. That's what this show is about. That's literally
that
what it's
almost
about.
Almost came off wrong.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was saying this. It literally is a mixed race family in the 80s.
No, I mean the words that you put together in the string of lines. Of,
well, the show Blackish is a real show.
I know it was, but just the way you worded it.
I said it perfectly fine. That's what I say. Mickey.
Yep.
This is the final show.
Oh, I thought we were done.
God. When did you become so Valley and Napoleon Dynamite? Mickey.
Yeah.
Figure out the fall premiere for ABC. Last one. You ever have to do for an entire year.
Make up the midseason.
United We Fall. It's the show. What is that, baby?
That's what's going on in my brain right now.
Literally your face. It's like a baby seal looking for a fish.
Just fall in my mouth. It'll be fine. For whatever reason, I'm going with this is like Red Rover, you know, the game.
Yes, I knew that. No, the serious action.
And this is just about people playing Red Rover until they all fall over together.
All right. Crisco.
It is about the slow, steady, but inevitable collapse of United Airlines.
Oh, that's not a show. That's a documentary.
It's a reality show. Yeah.
This is a profoundly realistic family sitcom that follows the trials and tribulations of Joe and Bill, parents of two children, as they try to make it day to day as a functional family. That sounds boring. I don't want to watch life on TV.
I think all my ideas were better. I'd even take Mickey's ideas for crying out loud.
We'll cry out loud then.
Oh, God. I didn't even know ABC was still a channel anymore.
It's one of the four majors.
Sure.
Crisco, you win.
Yeah! Yes!
And that was another fun edition of Figure Out the Fall Premieres.
My nuts.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
I'm a terrible person, 'cause I've let her on.
Mickey, I didn't know you were making music again.
You're hysterical.
I am pretty funny. I got
no,
my
she's
moments.
She's inspiring. She's inspiring music.
We just had a moth dive Bob Lazy.
I know. I saw it. I was like, no.
Like, ah!
You're too young.
This story comes from our, that's the three of us, our home state of Pennsylvania.
Makes us so proud.
Somerset, PA, which, okay.
Going out towards Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Mickey just pulled it up. That's way, way over there.
So that's 5 hours away from us.
Yeah, well, yay. I don't know if it's that far.
Like
but
three.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty far away from where we're at, and you know what? Good, because...
Yeah, I want these people to be far, far,
yeah,
far.
Yeah, in fact, move them out to California. Get them as far away on the continental United States as possible. We got audio of this. Go ahead and play that sucker.
Cynthia DeLacio thought she was being a good friend, organizing a baby shower for expectant mom Casey Lang, despite her suspicions and her doubts.
You always have like a gut instinct that something isn't right. I kind of felt that.
These are pictures from Casey's baby shower, her husband Jeffrey standing next to her. Cynthia says 2 months from her due date, Casey disappeared, then claimed the baby died just hours after giving birth due to a respiratory issue. Cynthia said the story didn't add up, so she did some digging and called a funeral home.
That's a ballsy move. As a friend, to just go,
I don't believe you about your dead baby.
Yeah.
That's a ballsy move.
I want that on a t-shirt. I don't believe in your dead baby.
They had told me that there is no account associated with any of their names and that they have not cremated a baby in over 3 months.
Police say baby
in over 3 months. 4 months ago, they cremated two kids. That was embarrassing.
scattered all over their Facebook turned out to be a look-alike baby doll. There was no record.
That was the picture of the baby that they used at the memorial and everything. It looks so real.
This was so
what was the point of all this, though?
The point was they were never pregnant. They threw a baby shower so that they could get gifts and money for a baby that didn't actually exist. But it was one of those classic things where you lie, but then you have to keep going with the lie.
Right.
Because, well, now we got to get rid of this baby somehow. Yeah. We'll just say it died. Well, now we have to hold a memorial service at a funeral. Well, we need a picture. I don't know. Let's invest in one of those lookalike dolls.
Here's the thing. It was in all the Facebook photos. They took it when it was alive, like saying it was alive and born and stuff like that. So you're talking, and then on top of it, they set up a GoFundMe for the funeral.
Of course they did.
Got $550 for it.
This is an elaborate, like, lie for what is not a ton of money.
Well, that was only $550 from the GoFundMe.
Right.
Now, you're talking about baby showers. You're talking about when the baby's born. You're talking, like, all this financial help that they got because they were struggling.
How much did they end up getting? Do we know?
I don't think we have an exact number, but even the friend was saying she doesn't really care about the money that she lost helping them out. She's mad because somebody could actually do this.
Sure, absolutely.
That's depressing.
Do we have more audio?
I mean, it's pretty much what we said, like, what I just mentioned. I mean, yeah.
You could probably sue these people, right?
You could. I think what makes it also awful, I mean, yeah, friends, you did that to your friends. They did this to their family. Yeah.
Right.
Can you imagine one of their mothers or fathers thinking, I'm going to be a grandma or grandpa. I am a grandma or grandpa. And then going through real feelings of losing.
Yeah.
And then finding out it's a scam.
So you could get, and like I said, what is arguably probably a few thousand dollars.
Right.
Say you even got $30,000. That does not merit what you... No. I mean, nothing merits what they
did.
And it
doesn't even go that far. Again, realistically speaking, if you're going to do something like this, you got to pull something off that nets you a couple mil, at least.
Karma is going to suck for these people.
It's okay. That's what karma's there for.
I mean, somebody better sue them.
I hope. Well, GoFundMe said that all the money's going back to the original people that donated.
The GoFundMe, anyway, the $500.
Yeah, whatever amount of money. And, but yeah, what happens with all that untraceable money?
Yeah.
How can you prove if you gave them cash?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, if you gave them cash.
And usually,
I mean, unless you have like a withdrawal receipt from the bank or something like
I mean, you have online banking, but how can... If they fought it, they could go, that wasn't going to us.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, though, at this point, like, it's on the news. I mean, you probably have a case, like, for, like, a class action kind of thing, maybe. I mean, I don't really know.
Honestly, I don't think it's worth it for the little amount of money.
I would do it just to stick it in their nose.
I would prefer to just see them go to jail.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if there's any... If there's, like, an arrestable law.
I don't think there is, because even in the news story, they never mentioned about them being prosecuted or anything, because unless you sue for civil, they didn't do anything...
Disrupting the peace. That's what they did.
I mean, but that's a fine.
They disrupted my peace of mind and the peace of mind of every other decent human being in the world.
Yeah, I would hope at least 85% of the world would think those people are very scummy.
I mean, we can just go burn them. I'm not sure anybody would really care.
No.
I mean, does Pennsylvania have the whole jail law with babies dying?
I thought she was going to ask, does Pennsylvania have a law against burning people? And I was going to say, I don't know.
Well,
you're from Massachusetts. They burned a lot of people back in the day.
No, they hung them.
Oh, is that what it was? Hanged, yeah.
Yeah.
Or they squished them with rocks.
Yeah.
Or drowned them in water.
Squeesh.
Yeah, the squeesh. Yeah. Squeesh. So, do they have baby killing laws? I'm pretty sure
what
we do.
That?
No,
can't
kill a baby.
When you get an abort, whatever that new law was that went into effect in Alabama.
I don't think.
Oh, well, that, have
but,
that
but it doesn't matter. It wouldn't matter. It's not a real baby.
Yeah.
They could fight that.
What? How?
I don't know.
Don't start your conspiracy theory.
Oh, why not?
Don't. Somehow it's going to get to El Chapo.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, but the baby came from El Chapo.
El Chapo, and then the earth is somehow flat, and I don't know.
Oh.
I'm so glad you said that.
Not another one of these. No, we did this last week with the poop and pee. No, I don't want to do another one.
No. This isn't one of those. This isn't one of those. The only thing flat earthers fear is fear itself.
That's actually really funny. Thank you. I like that a lot. On that note, we'll end this episode of A Freak Accident. Thanks for listening. Thanks for stopping by. Uh-huh. Thanks for wasting your time. Yes. Waste more with us in the near future. We'll be back again next week with another brand new episode coming at ya. And to be featured on that episode will be, I don't know.
No, it's going to be the funny names of places.
Oh, yes. Yes, because that had to be Matt Damon from this episode. So, yeah. 11 weird place names from around the world.
Make you giggle in a stupid way.
In the meantime, keep listening to this podcast with a weird name. And you could do that by subscribing, whether it's on iTunes, whether it's on Google Play, whether it's on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, wherever you get podcasts from. Subscribe, leave a good review. Every time you do each of those things, it actually directly helps us.
That would be
and
awesome.
And it doesn't cost you a freaking cent. You can do it. Very simple. And it just makes us look awesome. And we would be completely grateful to you for that.
Do you know what also helps us out? You know what? You're new to the show. You want to get caught up on some references and stuff like that. Go to our podcast archive on freakaccident.com. Because you could download the old episodes. That also helps us. And it also helps you because you can understand this show a little bit more. We've got 3 years worth of shows.
This show is not understandable.
Well, at least it will help you understand our ununderstandability.
See what I'm talking about? Incomparable.
Scat, man.
Incomprehensible. But yeah, afreakaccident.com is the website. Click podcast. You'll see exactly what Lazy E was talking about.
Or attempting to.
You can also click connect and find our links on social media to come interact. And you can send us an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. And again, the website is afreakaccident.com. We will see you again in about a week for our next new episode. Thanks for listening. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
I can't fully feel my nuts.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.